This episode of Cold Sports is brought to you by Studio, a company that focuses on elegant, stylish, classy headphones and earbuds. Go to coldsports.com and upon checkout, use the promo code COLD to save an extra 15% off your purchase. Studio is the place that designs your sound experience. The NBA just got realer. The NBA just got more gangster. The NBA just got brutal. Trevor Ariza, Gerald Green, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, James Harden star in the action flick that will get you to TNT and ABC and ESPN with a quickness. The NBA players star in From the Back Door. Rated you out your man.
Welcome to Cold Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cold Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And on this episode, we're going to talk about the divisional round, exciting that it would be, touch a little bit on the AFC and NFC championship games. We're also going to award the Dolt of the Week, and we're going to get real in depth in upon further review. But for right now, headlines, please. Dateline NFL. In one word, wow. And what do I mean by wow? Well, in the four divisional round games that took place this past Saturday and Sunday, three of them were hotly contested. One of them, I could say, not really hotly so much, but it was definitely contested. And one was a snore and a snooze fest. Take, for instance, the Titans-Patriots game. From the second quarter on, the Patriots just took control of the game, and it was really a non-factor. 35-14 was the final score. Really, the biggest no surprise was there. The biggest surprise was Sunday afternoon, the Jaguars going into Heinz Field and beating down the Steelers yet again. This time, the score is 45-42. We will talk about that game in depth a little later. Earlier Saturday, the Falcons, who looked to be the favorites to win that game in Lincoln Financial Field, fell far short to the tune of 15-10, meaning the Eagles advanced to play the Minnesota Vikings. Wow. That game was, even to this moment, it is very hard to describe, but I'll give it a shot. Dateline Minneapolis. So the Vikings jump out to a 17-0 lead at halftime. The Saints frantically and feverishly come back. They take a 24-23 lead with 25 seconds on the clock, and the Saints go home. The Saints go home due to a miraculous 61-yard pass play from Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs. Now, as miraculous as it was, and now the play is being called the Minneapolis Miracle because of the walk-off touchdown that was scored, the brutal part of the other end was rookie safety Marcus Williams. You saw Diggs leap up to get the catch. You also saw Williams try to break up the play by tackling, or at least try to hit, and undercut Diggs. He missed entirely, knocked down his cornerback in the process, and Diggs from the 35 of the Saints onto the end zone had nothing but real estate in front of him. Now, early on, it was considered that this guy would be Dolt of the Week caliber. However, how he stood in the face of defeat really marked him off of that list. Why? Because he was adamant that if given another chance, he would play it differently. But you could tell that he was really torn up about it. This is what Williams had to say about the play. Quote, If the play happened different, I would just go attack the ball and make that play. I just gotta be that guy and go up and get the ball. As a safety back there, you gotta be the eraser. And that was my job. You can't let it beat you down. I'm gonna take it upon myself to do all that I can to never let that happen again. And I mean, if it ever happens again, then I shouldn't be playing. Close quote. He said that with tears down his face, so to put him in dose of the week status, it would really be piling on, so no. And on top of it, he had a big time interception in the third quarter that really sparked the Saints' comeback in the second half. This guy has a really bright future, and I hope that he has the similar type of future that Everson Walls did, being the cornerback that could not knock down the pass thrown to Dwight Clark in the 1981 NFC Championship game, because 9 years later he ended up getting a Super Bowl ring of his own. But Marcus, keep your head up, my man. Even though you lost 29-24, you have a bright future, and you have a good team in your corner. And kudos to the Saints for picking him up, too, because the team could run away from that, and they're running to him and supporting him and lifting their brother up. Kudos to them. And kudos to the Vikings for a miraculous victory. Thank you for giving us a momentous occasion. Thank you for giving us the moment of the year in the NFL. And now you all advance to Lincoln Financial Field to play the Eagles, while the Jaguars advance to Foxborough to play the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Dateline Montreal! So there was a game this past weekend between the Canadiens and the Bruins. The Bruins ended up being on the right end of a 4-3 victory due to a shootout, but that is not what we're talking about with this game. Why? Because the center of the Canadiens, Philippe Danault, was stretched off the ice after getting hit hard by a slap shot coming from the stick of Bruins defenseman Zdeno Chara. Now, Danault was moving and speaking to medical staff before he left the ice, so that was a good sign, and he's recovering and resting at home, so that's a good thing. Canadiens coach Claude Julien had this to say about the event as a whole. Quote, "You never want to see that. Regardless if it's your own team or the other team, no one wants to see injuries like that. They always make you worry. The players are still worried about him, but the reports are good so far." Close quote. And credit to Chatter as well. He checked on Danault and he had this to say about doing so. Quote, "I wanted to make sure he was okay. He was talking to me and responding, so that made me feel better that he's okay and he's not in a condition where he's not responding, so I was glad that he was doing okay." Close quote. One of the things about hockey that I do find fascinating is that even though it can be rough and tumble, you probably will not find a better group of gentlemen on a playing field, court, diamond, or ice than hockey guys. They want to play hard, but they don't want to hurt one another to the point of injury. Kudos to Chatter for checking on Danault, and play on. Dateline Chicago! So with trades happening all over the place, with McCutcheon going to San Francisco, with Cole coming down to Houston from Pittsburgh, the steroid era still cannot be left alone. Enter Cubs owner Tom Ricketts. So he wanted to get in touch with the franchise career home run leader Sammy Sosa because he needs to, quote, "put everything on the table," close quote, in regard to PED use during his time playing in Major League Baseball. Ricketts went onward to say the following. Quote, "Players from that era owe us a little bit of honesty. The only way to turn that page is to put everything on the table. I think we have to be sympathetic to that era, but the players owe us some honesty too. I just think we need to put everything on the table and move forward. Full stop." Close quote. The problem is, I think there are so many of you all in the game that just simply can't turn the page. To me, I think Major League Baseball has turned the page. They've just looked at that era as, okay, you all have cheated. We're not going to really entertain you, and we're moving forward. If you need further proof, Mr. Ricketts, all you have to do is look at the Hall of Fame. Clemens has been eligible for a long time. Bonds has been eligible for a long time, and those are the two biggest ones. McGuire has been eligible for a long time, as Sosa has. Has any of them seen the Hall? No. So Major League Baseball has turned the page. They consider those players damaged goods, which is unfortunate, but that's really what Major League Baseball thinks. I think now it's time for you to do the same. Dateline Portland. Dame Dalla probably one of the coldest on the mic who actually plays any type of sports. The two-time NBA All-Star is a little frosty. And why? Well, it's because after he discovered that the fans voted more for Lonzo Ball than for him, he says that being frozen out of the All-Star game is not doing him good. Well, this is what he further on had to say about being snubbed in previous years and possibly being snubbed this year. Quote, I've gotten frustrated just for the fact that it feels like I've always got to be the fall guy and every other guy has been deserving. In the past, the thing has been, all right, my team has been 10 games under 500 or not in the playoffs, but every year we found a way to be in the postseason. And this year, I think we're in much better position than we have been in the past 2 years that I didn't make it. I think I've gotten over the emotional part of it the last few times that I didn't make it. Now I'm kind of like expecting it to go that way, but I feel like I should be there. Close quote. I'm sort of with you, Dame, but the problem, though, is when you look at the league as a whole, the position of point guard is the most star-studded. That's the most unfortunate part. And since there really will not be East versus West this year, think of the point guards that are out there. Wall, Kyrie, Curry, Westbrook, Paul, Harden, although I do think Harden as a shooting guard more than a point guard. And even the older cats that have been injured, Conley and Parker, 8 different guys other than you, sir, are worthy to be in the All-Star game. Now, I'm not saying that you should be slighted because you put in some major work. I feel your pain, but I think you came up in an era where it was hard for you because there's so many good point guards that capture people's interest faster than you. And that's unfortunate. That is grossly unfortunate because your game is that cold. Dateline, New York City. Whoa, Nelly! It's unfortunate that we won't be hearing that voice like that ever again, unless it's been recorded or in our memories. Keith Jackson, unfortunately, is no longer. He passed away earlier this week, and people, just like myself, have felt the loss very profoundly. Take, for instance, the chairman and CEO of the Walt Disney Company, Bob Iger, who worked with Jackson for many decades. Quote, for generations, fans of Keith Jackson was college football. When you heard his voice, you knew it was a big game. Keith was a true gentleman and a memorable presence. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his wife, Turianne, and his family. Close quote. Now, Keith got his start on the radio in 1952. He was broadcasting Washington State football games. He also was the first voice you heard in Monday Night Football. And he had colorful expressions. I already said one. He would call linemen big uglies, and he had a way of announcing one particular play. Fumble! Keith Jackson, the voice of college football, dead at the age of 89. When I come back, we're going to talk about the NBA getting real nasty. The fisticuffs are flying and back doors being opened. Pause. But immediately following the break, it will be your next Dolt of the Week. You want to speak on air? Say it with your chest. GoSportsForTheSeed.com. You want these pair of headphones that I have on right now? 15% off at checkout when you use the promo code COLE. Studio is the brand. ColeSports.com is the place. Now, you want voiceovers or commercials to represent your brand? Cole Johnson's your man. ColeSportsForTheSeed.com is the place. And also, Cole Johnson's an author. He's written on many different topics, many different books. They are on sale right now. ColeSportsForTheSeed.com. And if you want a free book, you want to find out the 5 greatest quarterbacks of all time are, there's a book for free right there for you. ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want to check out the guest appearances that Cole Johnson has made? ColeSportsWithAZ.com. And if you want to make your presence felt and your voice heard, come on down to the Cole Sports VIP room. It's right there. ColeSportsWithAZ.com is where you access it. And if you want to listen to the past episodes and the present one currently, all you have to do is go into ColeSportsWithAZ.com. That's Cole Sports with a Z. .com. Come on down. Cole Sports. Available on Cole Sports with a Z. .com. Sports. Cole Johnson's here, waiting to unveil the next one. We already have two, and this year, we're about to add another one. Here is your third in 2018's Dolt of the Week. Dolt of the Week, and you already know the deal. The winner of this episode's Dolt of the Week is... Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. Now, I know some of you are saying, wait a minute, that boneheaded play that rookie safety for the Saints made, he definitely deserves it. Not really, because, you see, he owned up to his infraction. Tomlin, not so much. The team was heavily favored to beat the Jaguars in their quote revenge game close quote at Heinz Field. They took it on the chin 45-42. And there are three exhibits I want to present to you as to why I think Tomlin deserves to be on this list. Exhibit A, safety Mike Mitchell. Now, I want you to understand that the words that I'm going to read to you actually were said weeks before the game that they played this past Sunday, but it was said anyway. Quote, we can play them in Haiti. We can play them in New England. We're going to win. Close quote. Now, the Jaguars definitely had their fun, and this is how they responded on Twitter. Quote, you can play them on at EA Madden NFL all off season. Hashtag DTWD. Close quote. Reason why I took umbrage to what he had to say is that I get that emotions are raw, especially after the Survive the Ground loss that they had. But you aren't supposed to give your opponent bulletin material. Well, you definitely gave the Jaguars bulletin material with this. Whether this was days before or weeks before, you bypassed an opponent that you had to take seriously. Exhibit B, running back Le'Veon Bell. Now, he had this to tweet about this playoff run that they no longer will have. Quote, I love round two. We'll have two round twos in back-to-back weeks. Close quote. Well, how about being focused in the first round two that didn't get you to the second one? Exhibit C. Bell again. This time, before the Jaguars game this past Sunday, had to pop off and say that if he were to be franchised again, he would not be on the team. That's wonderful to say right around the time that your team is focused on trying to extend your season and get back at the team that you thought you beat back in December. But you still will not get your chance, because the next time you play New England, it will be in the regular season of 2018. And then Exhibit D. The Steelers and offensive coordinator Todd Haley are parting ways. They're not going to renew his contract, and he's gone. Why do I put this at the feet of Tomlin? Well, in that game that they played in Heinz Field against the Jaguars, the only good thing that was happening for the Steelers was the fact that their offense got on track. They may not have gotten the running game the way they wanted to, but they moved the ball for over 500 yards against the number one ranked defense, the Jaguars. So they put up 42 points, and people said, well, you know, they weren't as explosive as in years past, but that was the best unit that was going for the Steelers. To the point where you, Mr. Tomlin, did not have any faith in your defense and said, well, let's onside kick it, being down 42-35 with 2+ minutes to go, with the 2-minute warning and 2 timeouts at your disposal. Seems to me, Mr. Tomlin, that you would want to do your best to retain the services of Haley and fire the defense coordinator. Oh, I'm so sorry. I believe that might be you. Isn't that right, sir? There is no excuse, sir, for your team, your defense, to give up 38 points to an offense led by Blake Bortles. How on earth can you explain that away? Okay, fine. We'll take 3 of those touchdowns off the table since you couldn't stop Leonard Fournette. Fine. 21 points off the table. You still allowed this guy to score 17 points on you. You still allowed key third down throws to be converted into first downs. You still allowed deep throws to be completed with very little opposition from your secondary. And you still had his legs beat your linebacking core time after time after time to convert third downs into first downs. This isn't the defense's fault. This isn't the offense's fault. It isn't Roethlisberger's fault, although, yes, he gave the Jaguars 6 points with a fumble that was returned for a touchdown because Roethlisberger threw for almost 470 yards and 5 touchdowns. Can't lay it at the feet of Bell. He had almost 160 yards from the line of scrimmage. Can't do it with Brown because he had over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns off of a gimpy ankle. And I really can't lay it at the full defense's fault because, well, the leader of your defense, unfortunately, Mr. Ryan Shazier, is recovering. So that only points that finger right back, sir, to you. You're a player's coach. People love to play for you. But you have to rein in that ship a whole lot more, man. You had your team focused on the Patriots that they did not do their due diligence and homework when it came to the Jaguars. Your job is to not have your team overlook the opponent that is standing right in front of you. When I see tweets and I hear comments saying that we're focused on this one opponent, but we're not focused on the one that's right in front of us immediately, that makes me think that they're taking their cue, Mr. Tomlin, after you. So worse than that rookie of the Saints who missed a tackle that could have sent the Saints to the NFC Championship game, your lack of preparation, the fact that you put your defense in a precarious position to have 38 points scored on them by Blake Bortles, and your offense having to play catch up because they were down 21-0 before they woke up, that all speaks to me of preparation, or in this case, the lack thereof. And when I come back, is the NBA getting a little gangster? Upon further review. All right, VIP, I know you only want the best, right? You want your sports coverage stylish and classy. Well, how about your earbuds and headphones? That's where Studio comes into play. I'm wearing a pair of headphones right now from Studio called The Regent. They are my favorite. And why? They're comfortable, they look great, and the sound quality is excellent. You get impeccable clarity and instrumental tones and a well-balanced sound. Plus, you have the option to go wireless by connecting to any Bluetooth device or connect to a computer with the auxiliary cord. They combine high-polished metal with matte finishes and that unbiased division, a scan Scandinavian design. You can also personalize your region designs if you like. Well, Studio also has to trade the Vasa Blower, the Klang, and the TVA earbuds along with the region headphones, so the choice is yours. If you want to listen to Cold Sports and other audio with class, style, and sophistication, go to the show notes in this episode, click onto the Studio link, and upon checkout, use the promo code COLE to save 15% off your new purchase. Again, go to the show notes in this episode, click onto the Studio link, and upon checkout, use the promo code COLE to save 15% off your new purchase. Enjoy those headphones. Studio, designing your sound experience. Hi, I'm Cole Johnson of Cole Sports. But when I'm not performing the classiest sports show on the planet, it's a class of another kind that I'm after. Go to Pippa.io. You will find Revelations, and it will be one where we communicate truth to power. Follow me as we have humans be humans, humans interacting with humans, and humans learning from humans. Just consider it an audio psychiatrist couch. That's on Pippa.io. And you can find it on MileHighRadio.com. That's MileHighRadio. Every Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Every Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Check out this wonderful show called Revelations. Because it is the place where we change the world one conversation at a time. Up in the next episode of Cold Sports, the Super Bowl will be played between which two teams? Which AFC champion and which NFC champion will go head-to-head in Minneapolis? We'll, of course, go into Award of the Week, go upon further review with a good juicy topic, and much more will be at your disposal. That is for next week. Also, for next week, Cold Sports presents to you the VIP Honors. Sunday, January 28th. That's after the AFC and NFC Championship games this weekend and the Super Bowl in 2 weeks from now. Next weekend, next Sunday night, follow this brand as we put forth the massive celebration to end all celebrations. Join wonderful special guests as they present awards such as Skit of the Year, VIP of the Year, the Upon Further Review of the Year, Champions Personified of the Year, and Dolt of the Year. Good time will be had by all, and you don't want to miss it. Come on down and join us. Sunday, January 28th, it is the VIP Honor. That's for later. For now, though, the NBA seems to have gotten in a place where everything was all good. Now, though, not so much. In upon further review. So, in of all days, Martin Luther King's birthday, the Rockets played this harmless game in the Staples Center against the Clippers. This was supposed to be a wonderful homecoming, quote unquote, for one ex-Clipper, Chris Paul. Things were going pretty okay. I mean, it was a regular game until the fourth quarter, where you saw Rockets' Trevor Ariza get it on, at least drawing-wise, with Blake Griffin, the Clippers' power forward. Griffin also got it in with the Rockets head coach Mike D'Antoni. Well, one thing led to another. Ariza got ejected and so did Griffin. Then later on in that quarter, the new Rockets sixth man, shooting guard Gerald Green, also got ejected. And so we all think, well, that was it. But no, the action got real up. And here's a good example of when keeping it real goes wrong, because Green and Ariza decided to barge in from an underused back door to get into the Clippers locker room so they could have a tete-a-tete with Austin Rivers. Green and Ariza were hot. Paul and Harden joined them. That is Chris Paul and James Harden. But they were brushed away by not only security, but the Los Angeles Police Department. Well, the NBA Vice President of Basketball Operations, Kiki Van De Wey, had this to say about the incident. Quote, they, the Rockets, entered the Clipper locker room in order to confront some of the Clippers, confront their opponent. With circumstances like this, it was chippy. These were two teams who really went at it. To go into another team's locker room immediately after a game, totally inappropriate and very provocative for the players to do that. And so that's a dangerous situation. It really is. Close quote. So dangerous that Trevor Ariza and Gerald Green were suspended for two games. and they'll lose a chunk of change because of it. Harden won't be suspended, Paul won't be suspended, and Griffin will not be suspended either. And the Rockets are upset that there was no Clippers who were disciplined. That was Monday. The following night, we go from the West Coast to the East, or near the East Coast, in Orlando, where the Magic hosted the Timberwolves. And in the second quarter, the Magic's Aaron Aflalo and the Timberwolves' Nemanja Bjelica got it on. They both were swinging, and then Bjelica put Aflalo in a headlock. And both were, of course, kicked out the game in the aftermath of it all. The players crowded the two guys, and they tried to break it up. But, of course, as you now know, there were no players from the bench that got involved. Because if they do, they would have an automatic one-game suspension due to the incident that I'm about to bring forth. The NBA wanted the game that we have now. They wanted to have a game where it was free of this type of energy that I think we are starting to see kick back up again. And I want to take you guys back to an incident that happened in the Detroit suburb of Auburn Hills. November 19th, 2004. It was the Pacers and the Pistons, where the Pacers had the game well in hand. The Pistons' Ben Wallace went up for a layup. Ron Artest, the Pacers' power forward, fouled him hard. Some shoves were exchanged, and the situation was quelled for the most part. That was when Artest, who was lying on the scorer's table, felt a cup hit his face. He immediately went red, climbed into the stands, and started swinging with fans. And the ugly 15-minute barrage of violence prematurely ended the game, and it forced a suspension of epic proportion, because you had Jamal Tinsley, who was gone for a few games. You had Steven Jackson, who was gone for even more. But you had the man who now is called Meta World Peace. He was gone for the balance of the rest of that year. And so the NBA wanted to curb that type of violence. And so far in the following 13 years, they've done a great job. And actually, in this year, they've done a really good job, too. This one, though, it's a bit personal. And it was like what, on Inside the NBA, Charles Barkley said in a fit of laughter, where he said, "I played 16 years in the NBA, and I have done Inside the NBA for 18 years, and I have never heard the words police presence be used in regards to a post game." And I haven't either. So, you know, maybe we have come upon different times. But I'll say this, though. We can't have that. We can't have players, I guess you could say, lose their minds. We can't have players who are so caught up that they want to swing. We love players. We love what they do. We love what they represent. What we have to do, though, is we have to make sure that the game is not tarnished by violence or by fisticuffs. Yeah, some punches, depends on them, I should say, can be thrown. A shoving match, that's fine. Jawing, that's fine, too. But we can't have incidents like this, because we can't have the game get out of hand. And I think that is what is a bit alarming with these last 2 days. We can't have the NBA get out of hand, and players have to comport themselves better. The stuff that's on the floor, they have to find a way to leave it on the floor. And I know that's hard to say and hard to do. But, I mean, it's either that or you lose game checks. And I don't think people want to lose game checks. Do I see this as being a trend? No. Do I see this as being something of concern? Yes. But I think the NBA has it handled, and I don't think this would be a problem. Only, though, if they choose to look the other way. But for now, let the players play, but let them know that there's in the game, then there's away from the game. And having bum rushes in opposing locker rooms, that's not the way to go. If you happen to like this episode or any episode you've heard thus far, come on down now to ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You feel the need to speak? Say it with your chest. ColdSportsWithAZ.com is the place. You want a pair of headphones that are wonderful for you, that sound great? Studio is the brand. I got a pair right now on me. Use the promo code Cole to save 50% off. ColdSportsWithAZ.com is the link. You want to hear the guest appearances that Cole Johnson has made and Cole Sports has made? Come on now, ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You can click onto that link and it'll send it right there to you. Books also have been written by Cole Johnson. They are on sale, ColdSportsWithAZ.com. Also, there's a book for free, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks of All Time. ColdSportsWithAZ.com is where you need to go. And if you feel the need to make your presence felt and your voice heard, come on down to the Cole Sports VIP room. There are VIPs waiting for you. VIPs are waiting just for you. You can access that room, coldsportswithaz.com. We'll take good care of you. And if you want to listen to past episodes or the press one right here, whatever your flavor, whatever you savor, just come on down to coldsportswithaz.com. That's coldsportswithaz.com. You can check out me and all of this wonderful, splendid brand on Cold Sports with the Z.com. And see, it doesn't matter, VIP, how you listen to me, when you listen to me, or where you do. I just want you to do these two simple things, two. Spread the love and spread the word and enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is Cold Sports.
You've been listening to Cold Sports with Cole Johnson.